Okay, then I guess we're just ready for Bob to come up to the prayer. Yeah.
Back in October of 2007, we had Michael Morwood here in discussing his book, Tomorrow's Catholic. After that session, he was publishing a new book called Praying a New Story. And so I think I selected one of his prayers that is appropriate for our gathering today. We gather conscious that the Spirit of Wisdom moves in each of us, as it has moved in all people since the beginning of human life, working in and through whom and what it has to work with. May we be wise in our sharing, ready to listen, open to learning where new insights and knowledge may take us, drawing on wisdom that stands the test of time and courageous enough to discard whatever can no longer sustain our faith. We pray that our gathering may allow the Spirit of Wisdom to be expressed here as graciously and as clearly as humanly possible. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I get to introduce and tell you a little bit about Father Steve Kelly. Father Steve and I met this summer at the Catholic Worker House in Guadalupe, California. It's called the Beatitude House. I bet you didn't know there was one there. I didn't know there was one either. It was a wonderful experience where Maury Merles and Hillary Petty asked me if I would come up and be a part of their summer school program. And I did. It was a three-week program, and I stayed for 1 week, staying all night at the Beatitude House. It was a wonderful experience, not only helping the primary age kids that I was working with, but meeting these devoted folks who walk the walk, helping the poor and the needy family in the Guadalupe area. Hillary, and I think Maureen is coming too. I know Hillary is here, and both able to tell you all about the Guadalupe House and the Beatitude House in Guadalupe, which is the Catholic Worker House. When I met Father Steve there, he came and fixed dinner and said Mass in the living room. It was wonderful. When I asked him how he wanted to be introduced, he said, "Just tell them I'm a simple country priest." But wanting a little bit more, I Googled him, and I found out lots, and I'm going to leave some of these things on the side table. Father Steve, who is he? Father John Deere is another Jesuit who calls him one of the unsung heroes in the peace movement. He's not been afraid to face prison, even solitary confinement, for what he believes. He actively has demonstrated against the use of nuclear weapons, resisting war, raising awareness of torture, and protesting the drone attacks in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Father Louis Vitale, a Franciscan, has often joined hands with Father Steve, a Jesuit, in pursuit of peace and justice. And most of us remember when our own Mary Becker was involved in the peace demonstration at Vandenberg last year. They were together. Now, I wanted to tell you, I said I'm going to put all these information on the side table afterwards, but I wanted to tell you a little bit about Father Steve as far as his movement. He's been a very active member, and the Catholic Worker Movement is very important to him. When I asked him if I could arrange a housing for him when he came for the presentation, he said, "No, I'd rather stay with the Catholic Workers." So he came from Santa Maria in Guadalupe today, this morning. He's a Jesuit who worked in the Jesuit Refugee Service in Central America for many years. The JRS is an international Catholic organization that aids refugees, forcibly displaced people, and asylum seekers. Father Steve is still active in the Plowshares movement. You probably remember when this was started by the Berrigan brothers, Father Dan and Father Phil, in 1980 as an anti-nuclear weapons group. They're still active. All this is on the website here. This is another one that he's interested in and has worked with, the Nevada Desert Experience. This is a movement to stop the U.S. nuclear weapons testing. Father Louis Vitale is the co-founder of this group. So he and Father Steve were arrested there trying to raise issues of torture and the U.S. involvement in that during the war. Now, in the words of Father Steve, he said in one of these papers here, "We need to renounce torture, war, and nuclear weapons. We have to learn how to love as Christ loved." So we at Word and Life are absolutely delighted that Father Steve could be with us today to bring his perspective, rather than being sitting in a federal courtroom in Tacoma, where we thought he was going to be. So, who can better address our topic of this chapter of Diana Butler Bass but ethics, the love of nature? So may I bring you a simple country priest, Father Stephen Kelly, a Jesuit.